Okay, let's talk about assets and liabilities. I'm going to use the diagram of Robert Kiyosaki to explain it a little better. So I want you to imagine this. You have your financial balance, which is the composition of first income, second expenses, and then below we have assets and liabilities. To understand the difference between assets and liabilities, you need to understand the difference between income and expenses, which I think is pretty clear because income is money in your pocket and expenses is money out of your pocket. So that's basically the difference between assets and liabilities. A liability is a good that is going to take money out of your pocket. Meanwhile, assets is going to be a good that is producing the income or money getting into your pockets. And that's it mainly. That's basically it. So if you understand the difference between getting money in than from getting money out, then you understand the difference between assets and liabilities. Although you may think, well, that's very simple. That's kind of obvious. Why do you need to talk about the difference between assets and liabilities? The reason why that's so important is because a lot of people confuse one with another, because even though we can explain very simple, sometimes when you make your financial balance, you just get a little bit confused because a same good can produce both. And when people don't know math or don't know how to read their financial balance, they might confuse a liability with an asset. So let me give you an example. And a very common and very popular example is in real estate. Actually, that's what Robert Kiyosaki uses in his books, and many other people like Barbara Corcoran or Ryan Serhant. They use this example where you may buy a property, you may buy a land to build your house or to have yourself, or you buy a property just as your home. And the problem with that is that when you buy a property just as home, you are not getting any income. And since you are not getting any income, even though you may be saving money that you are not paying in the rent, that doesn't work. That doesn't work like that. Even though you are not paying the rent, you are actually not getting any income. So by not getting any income, that can be considered as a liability, because you are just not getting money from it. You have it, and yet you may be saving money by not paying the rent, but it still is not getting you money. So it's a liability. And how you can turn that into an asset? And it's pretty simple. When you have financial literacy, what you do is to use many models, economical models or business models, to make it profitable. And how you can do that? For example, you can use Airbnb to get money out of that property, or you just can start constructing in that property to make it bigger and more valuable. But just by adding more rooms, you can ask for more money for that property. So there are a lot of ways that you can do that. There are a lot of examples. There are people who know more about that than me, and you can learn from them, from Robert Kiyosaki, Barbara Corcoran, Ryan Serhant. I don't remember how his name is pronounced, but there are a lot of people from whom you can learn a lot about real estate. So I recommend you to just check them out and learn from them. But here the idea is just to differentiate what's an asset and what's a liability. As you can see, liability is almost anything. Anything can be a liability. It's very easy to have a liability. You just buy it and let it be. Just by letting it be, it becomes a liability because you are not managing that good, or you are not structuring the model that can be profitable for you. So just by doing nothing, everything can become a liability. Almost everything can become a liability. And let me give you another example. For example, I don't work with video games, although video games is a great, great, huge industry. But I don't work with video games. So if I buy a video game, it's going to become a liability for me. It just will. It will be a waste of time, although time is not measured here, but it will be a waste of time, besides being a waste of my money, because I'm not getting a positive ROI I'm not getting my money back. I'm not getting any profit from buying a pay to game. So it will be a liability for me. But there will be other people, many other people, who work with video games. They can be Twitch streamers, they can be YouTube streamers, or whatever they do, that they work with video games, that whenever they buy a video game, or whenever they buy a console, or whenever they get into a subscription model, or they buy tools that help them record, or help them with any related to video games, well, for them, that will be an asset, because they will get money from affiliates, they will get sponsor, they will get a lot of benefits, donations, supports, sponsorships, and, well, contents, and a lot of things that they can make money out of that. So for them, a simple video game that is a liability for me can become an asset for them. So here, as with this simple example, you can also notice that everything can be a liability, but also everything can be an asset, depending on how good is your financial literacy, how you structure things, and how you make it happen. So it mainly depends on you and me. It depends on us. We can structure something to be a liability, or we can structure something to be an asset. And with that in mindset, I want to clarify something very important. I'm not an accountant, which means don't ask me for a specific recommendations, because if you ask me, what do I do for this and that? First, I don't know the laws of your country. I don't know what's your context. I don't know anything about you. And even if I were an accountant, that would imply time for me just to understand your context, to understand what is going on with you, with your circumstances, and to provide you good advice, a good counsel. So to do that, that requires money. That's why most people just ask on the internet, because they don't want to pay for the counseling. But the best recommendation I can give you is just get a professional for that. Get a professional so they can take a deeper look into your circumstances or situations. Because what I can tell you is just what I know, what I have experienced in general aspects, things that can work here in my country or any other country, because those are going to be very general. I know specific things for what I work, for my business, but that may not work for yours. So that's why it's better to just go through a professional that can give you better advice, more detailed advice for your context. Now that I have said that, let's talk about assets. And just a little review. Let's understand that assets are those goods that provide us money. It means more money for our pocket. That's what assets are. And that's the idea of, sure, we need to focus on creating more assets in our life instead of creating more liabilities. But we're going to see why it can be confusing, as we're going to see some of the types of assets. We're just going to start with fixed assets. Fixed assets are defined as assets that are acquired in order to increase the earning capacity of the business and are purchased without sale purposes. That's very simple and obvious, right? Because those can be just tools. For me, those can be equipments that I can use just to increase my productivity and, of course, increase my sales, increase my income. That's one example. There'll be another example, like infrastructure that can help you to get more goods that you can sell or increase your productivity in general aspect to produce more money, to produce better productivity in sales. And so those can be considered fixed assets, especially because you buy those not to sell or not to be sold, but you buy those things, those assets, just to increase your income. And that's the main idea with fixed assets. Then we have current assets. These are short-term assets for the purpose of converting them into cash. And let me go straightforward with liquid assets, because liquid assets are current assets for much shorter periods of time. So we have current assets that can be when you borrow money to another person and you have an interest rate to that, or you are renting a property to someone else and you have interest to that, or any other model where you have interest that can work as a current asset. And liquid assets are mainly bank balance, that is, that you can take that asset into money just ASAP, as soon as possible. The current assets are more over a year type of assets that it takes time. That's why I talk about interest, because interests work for limited periods of time, but those periods of time are over a year, so those tend to be current assets. And liquid assets are those assets that you just can turn them into money ASAP. That's mainly the idea of examples with this type of assets. Then we also have tangible assets. And I have not a description because that's pretty obvious, isn't it? Tangible assets are assets that you can touch because they're physical, they're real, that you can touch. And there are intangible assets which are not exactly real, but digital, can be digital goods or can be intellectual property, and that's IP. You're going to hear this word a lot, IP. I love IP because all my work or all my business is based on IP. Everything I do, everything I talk, everything I write, everything that I do is IP, and I sell everything of that on the internet. So those for me are intangible assets, whatever I produce, because I love IP. Also, here can go patents, because patents are not something real but can produce you money. Just by having a patent, you can get money. So those are intangible assets. Then we have fictitious assets. And for these fictitious assets, one example is that discount that you can get on stocks or on shares. So those are assets that are of no real value, but on your financial balance, you can see that it produce money just by having discounts, by having so federal benefits, you know, government benefits from laws and things like that. So you can have benefits and that can save you money and or get you money. So those are fictitious assets that are not real assets, but some benefits that you can take advantage of. And that's why you need a good accountant. Besides that, you can also have wasting assets, which are terrible assets, in my opinion, because wasting assets are all of those goods that lose value or lose the capacity of income, of being profitable. So those wasting assets are assets that are in the path to become a liability. And there are a lot of examples of that. For example, there are patents that are no longer works or no longer are needed or doesn't produce much income, or through time they are just losing the income they produce. So there are a lot of patents that can be like that. For example, technological patents that work for old systems that now are no longer needed. So you're just seeing those patents lose value over time. There are a lot of things like that. For example, leasing properties, properties that you may have, that there are properties that just lose value, and so the leasing also gets reduced because there are problems in the neighborhood or something like that. I don't know. It can be possible where that good, that asset is just going downhill. So those are wasting assets. I definitely do not recommend to get wasting assets. Most of them just happen because you don't know what is going to go next or how is it going to change the market next. So some assets can become wasting assets. And that's just the way it is. But if you have the opportunity to recognize, because a lot of people may sell you wasting assets as great beneficial assets when they're definitely not. Some people may sell you these assets as current assets or liquid assets or any other type of assets when in reality they're just wasting assets. So just don't fall for them. Don't fall for them. Just recognize them as what they are, common liability. Now that I mentioned liabilities, let's talk about liabilities. But first, review what liabilities are. Liabilities are those goods that take money out of you. In a way, you can imagine a liability as a hand that is reaching into your pocket to take your money out of you. So you're losing money. That's the idea of liabilities. Now let's see the types of liabilities. We have here fixed liabilities, which are payments made after a long period of time. The first example that you can get in mind is long-term debt or long-term loans. So those are loans that you will have to pay over a year. always have this time in mind, which is year. Year is a great measure of time for all the of these concepts and ideas. And fixed liabilities are those payments that you have to do over long periods of time, which is over a year. And the best example, as I said, are debt. Then we have current liabilities, which are payments for short periods of time. And this payment for short periods of time, for one of those examples, is just paying for the suppliers. When you have a business, you have obviously a lot of suppliers, and the current liabilities are exactly those, paying for the suppliers, paying for the raw materials. And then we have contingent liabilities. And here's something very interesting about contingent liabilities that I want to talk about a little bit more. They are uncertain and doubtful liabilities because in the future they may become active. And here, the reason why I want to talk about these contingent liabilities is because a lot of people get this type of liabilities, contingent liabilities. They like to play games. They like to play with life, thinking that it may work, it doesn't work, they don't know, they just buy this, hoping for the best, hoping that the laws change, hoping that the market change, hoping that everything change so they can be profitable. And that's a very stupid way of being an entrepreneur, because an entrepreneur always takes information, make predictions, analyze patterns, and get prepared for every circumstances or situations. And that's what an entrepreneur does, and that's what a business owner should do. But there's a lot of people who lack financial literacy, so they buy these contingent liabilities with the hope that someday maybe they can get money from them. And that can happen for business, that can happen for real estate is the most common for this matter, but it can happen for any other type of business. And there are people who take into a business hoping that the laws change so they get more profitable. The people who get into a business, maybe business that are no legal, and hoping that they become legal, and things like that. And all of that are contingent liabilities. And when you are financially literate, you will not buy these contingent liabilities. You just stay away from those. And it's just a kick of luck. And we entrepreneurs, we don't play games for a kick of luck. We make decisions, we take information, we analyze, we learn, we do things because we have a vision, we have a plan, and we do things possible. And that's the idea for the entrepreneur. So I give you this whole information about assets and liabilities so you can take a better decision for your life, a better decision for your business, a better decisions for the assets that you're going to start creating or building. As I told you, my favorite are IP assets because, I don't know, I just love them. I love the passive income about them because I'm a very creative person that I like to test a lot of things. So I just create IP, sell it, and focus on the next things. Focus on the next platform, focus on the next media, focus on the next industry. I just love that entrepreneurial spirit of testing, of learning and proving and doing and all of that. So that's why I love IP so much, which allows me to do that. Besides all of that, I want to thank Day One because they sponsor all my podcasts. And I recommend you to download the app. It's a journaling app that you can use for your business, that you can use for your personal life, that you can use to have a record of photos of family meetings or a prior journal or gratitude journal or any other type of journal. So it's a limited options of use from this app. So I recommend you to download it. You just have to go to lenus.me/day1 and you can get that app for free and start using it. I really recommend it a lot. I use it a lot and I love it. Next, I also recommend you to subscribe through WhatsApp. Just go to the link, which is lenus.me/en/WhatsApp and subscribe. And why I recommend you to subscribe through WhatsApp? Because through WhatsApp, I can send you articles, I can notify of new podcasts, I can notify about new videos, or I can send you the videos themselves. And I create a lot of content, a lot of more content that I recommend you and that you should be getting for free. It's free, so you just have to go through WhatsApp and subscribe about business development. You can subscribe about holistic health. You can subscribe about spiritual growth. And you can subscribe to all this content. And for free. have already said that for free. Yeah, it's free, so there's no excuse to go through that link, which is lenus.me/en/whatsapp, and subscribe. Now, let's talk about what we're going to see in the next episode of the podcast. I'm going to answer the question, why don't you need a website? And let me highlight the part where I say, why don't you need? And the reason why I want to talk about that is because I have experience, a lot of experience on building websites. I have built a website from zero, which means writing in HTML, writing in CSS, writing in PHP, writing in JavaScript, writing in all of that, taking weeks just to write a website and to make a lot of pages. And I have the experience of that. I have the experience of using other systems like Joomla. I have used WordPress. I have used many of them. And I have experience. And I know, I have learned, actually, how to make something profitable, how to make it better, because I have found out that you may have a website that is a liability for you. So I want to talk about how to create a website that is really an asset and not a liability, that is increasing my sales or making me money instead of just a liability who's taking me time, who's taking money out of my pocket, because websites can get really, really expensive. And when you don't have a good model, good strategy, good structure, then you are going to waste a lot of money that there's no need to waste. For example, there are people who want to have a blog and they buy a website, a VPS, which is a virtual private server for this, and they could just have done it for free using other platforms. So I want to talk about that in the next episode, to talk a little bit about the difference of different types of websites and how a website can become a liability for your business, a liability for you as a professional, a liability for your own personal website. So I will be talking about that in the next episode. And if you don't want to miss it, then subscribe through WhatsApp. Finally, don't forget to stay healthy, to keep learning, and see you in the next podcast. Cheers.